It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. If you have an unlimited data plan for your phone through Verizon, you should know that Verizon is trying to put a stop to that. The company announced a new plan aimed at families who have multiple phones and tablets connected to data networks. All the calls and text messages you want for up to 10 devices, but limited use of the data network. And as of June 28th, customers who want new phones will have to either go to a limited plan or pay the subsidy that Verizon normally pays, meaning a new iPhone would start at $649. Roger Cheng of CNET says for individual users on unlimited plans now, the new limited plans will cost you more.
You'd actually be moving from an $80 plan, roughly, to a $100 plan at minimum.
And then how about if I'm part of a family? I got kids and teenagers.
Yeah, it gets a little bit more complicated. The more people you add to your family plan, if you've got like a large family of five, and not all of them are heavy data users, then actually you will get decent savings there.
If you want to stick with unlimited, you can keep your same phone forever or switch to Sprint, which still offers unlimited for now. I asked Karen Smith, a spokesperson for Verizon, why the company was doing this.
We think that people need to go to a usage-based model for data and pay for the amount of usage that they're using so that everybody's able to access the network.
So is it a matter of being afraid that you're going to run out of room on the network if more people are on unlimited plans?
No, not at all. In fact, that's one of the reasons that we so aggressively keep expanding our 4G LTE network, which is an overlay to our existing 3G network.
So I asked, if the traffic isn't causing problems, is it that Verizon is just trying to make more money to pay for building out a new 4G LTE network?
We made a decision to change our pricing model, and what we've done is we've allowed people to share data amongst a number of devices, regardless of how many people are on the plan. It's now a device model, and we're charging based on the megabytes of data that they use.
Okay. Why?
People have changed the usage of how they're using their devices. They're moving to using more data. And to ensure the speed and reliability and the access to the network, people are paying for the amount of data that they use.
Karen Smith from Verizon. There's a new Spider-Man movie coming out soon.
38 of New York's finest versus one guy in a unitard.
Whoa! And yes, Spidey does some amazing things. Well, I'm happy to tell you that reality is starting to catch up with Spider-Man. It just doesn't sound quite as cool when real humans climb walls. The sound you hear is from a backpack built at Utah State University being used to climb the side of a brick building. It operates by vacuum and suction gloves. The Air Force has given a $100,000 grant to the researchers who built the system. Seems the Air Force was looking for ways to scale a building without grappling hooks, presumably without using the stairs or elevators inside the building either. We have video at marketplacetech.org. It's nowhere near as sleek as what Spidey does, but it is powerful. And like Peter Parker's uncle told him, with great power comes great responsibility. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.